Parshas Yisroi. Vayishma Yisroi. Kohen Midyon. Choisi Moishes. Kol Asher Oso. Elokim Elohim Lemoishel Yisrael Amoi. Ki Yotzia Adonai Yisrael Mimitzvoi. Yisroi hears everything that's being done was done. Hashem took them out from Mitzrayim. Chazal say, Ma Shmua Shomu Bo. Rashi brings, what's the Shmua Shomu Bo? The emphasis over here is not only on the hearing, it's on Ubo, and he came. This is the Kavona of Ayishma, the Yishma Yisra. But what does Chazal want with this Ubo? Second, we have to understand Parshas Yisro is amazing parasha. Yisro, who was a high priest, is Zoicha not only to become the father-in-law of Moshe, that's Parshas Moshe Shmuz, but if we have to pick a parasha where Yaseres Hadibrois were better stated, Matan Torah is discussed, is brought down, the Tachlis of the Bria, Mayer Vayvyoike Yoim Hashishi, the whole Bria stood B'Tanai in condition to this greatest day. This is all documented, not in the parasha of Mishpati and Truma Tetzava, Parashas Yisro. Yisro Zoichot is the parasha of Aseres Hadibros, of Matan Torah. The question is obviously why? What was the schus of Yisro? Matan Torah, the parish of Matan Torah of Yisroi, Vayisu Mirifidim, the Pasuk says. Klal Yisrael left Rifidim. They left the Mokom called Rifidim. Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. Vayisum Refidim, Vayavoyim Midbar Sinai. The Pasuk Chazal tell us they left Refidim. What was it called, Refidim, that place? Says the Sherafu Yedeim and Atoyer was a place that they were weakened. They were negligent. They weren't so. It was a Shvachkeit. The Yisro Mirafidim, they left that Shvachai, Vayavoyo Midbar Sinai, they came to Midbar Sinai. The only way to be Kabbal Torah, the Medellin, the Limud, the Rechaim speaks out about Arichos, this was a Hakhtoma to Matan Torah then, and the Hakhtoma to Matan Torah also always. There has to be a v'yisum and refidim in order to be kabbal Torah. Vayavol Midbar Sinai. But there has to be also Vayavol Midbar Sinai. The Arachayim HaKadosh kaiches that a Midbar Sinai is a person that has to be perish from the Gashmias. But we want to sell you maybe another Mahalach. Now this Be'etzim, the Shaila of Isai, where the Torah was given Dafk in a Midbar. Rabbi Isai, we understand that we know very, very clearly, we have to know, we have to get it into our brains very deep, that the Tachlis, the one Tachlis in this world, what the world was created for, is Torah. Bereishis, Baro Elokim, Es HaShamayim, Ve'es HaOretz, everything is created for Torah. The Tachlis of everything is for Torah. We spoke about it. Torah is the mainstay, the purpose, the most important activity that a person could be oisik at any one time. The problem that we live in a world, which is a different shmul we spoke about, the Leitzonis, is Moir de Erich, or what the Cheshivas of what Torah is. But a person has to know for himself and has to really ingrain it deep inside his kishkis, that our blimed HaTorah is something that is stupendous. It's not able to describe. It's the lifeblood of the entire Bria. That without Torah, the world cannot exist for Boisai. It's not just a nice thing, very nice. What does your son do to that? Oh, he's learning in yeshiva. Very nice. In Israel. That's beautiful. Even in Jerusalem he's learning. Oh, that's so beautiful. He happens to be learning in Jerusalem. And if he's been learning in Alaska, it'll also be Gvaldik. Because he's learning Torah. If he'd be in the North Pole with the Eskimos in an igloo. And they'd be learning inside the igloo and eating raw fish while they're learning. It also, Rabbi Yisai. Reb Chaim Volozhin says it, Rabbi Yisai. We say, yes, we have to repeat it. That if for one second Torah would not be going on in the world, Rabbi Yisai, everything would go back to tohu vavoho. Back to vanity. Nothing. We describe the scene always. He's on the red phone. Now it's Trump. He's on the red phone. He's talking to Putin, and he's talking, we got to praise about the Prestas. And all of a sudden, Torah is not being learned. That happens to be an important occasion. People have a vato. Something's going on, a very important occasion. Grandma births 70th birthday party. Everybody has to participate. And that's in that place, in this place. There's no learning going on. He's on the red phone. There's no phone, there's no White House, and there's no Trumps. He's been trumped. And there's no Putin. It's gone. There's no world. The world ceased to exist. Toyo Bavoyu. Toyo Bavoyu. And there's one guy in the igloo in the North Pole learning, Mr. Brura, Hilchois Achilas Kerach. If you let him melt snow, he's learning about it in the igloo in the North Pole, the world will continue to exist. And that Reb Chaim Volozhin says when we say the bracha, Reb Yisai, and we should have tears down when we say that bracha, the chaye oilom nota b'sachenu, the chaye of the entire world, not just this world, all the worlds, everything is totally, whether this Torah being learned in the world, Reb Yisai. And Rashi and Tarsis is mashma because of that, Hashem spread us out, the entire world, in order that Torah should be learned in every possible second, that we were going to sleep over here, we were supposed to be going to sleep over here, so in America, they're still learning, and we're supposed to get up, so we should be getting up, because in America they're going to sleep, so we have a responsibility to get up, because we've got to get the Torah going over here. America's relying on us over here. Why that every second of the day, Rabbi, there should be a second that should be a powerful matzav of Torah, Rabbi, to keep the world going, Rabbi, to keep it going, keep the world going, but keeping the world going. So the most important thing, the thing that the whole world was relying on, Kodesh Baruch said, Yom Hashishi, they were waiting for this day, Yom Hashishi, Hisna, Kodesh Baruch, and my Sebracious. If Klaus is going to cover the Torah Mutov, then love, there's no purpose of creation. Everything goes back. Everything is oblivious. Nothing left. There'll be nothing left in the world if Klaus is not cover the Torah. So Torah is the most, it's everything. So we ask the question, why would we do it in a midbar, by son? Why would Torah be given in a midbar? Torah should be given in the most, wow, lights. Heck, this is, it's all for this. Let's make it an exciting place with a lot of advertisement. It's all for this. In the midbar, far away. Where's the covet? Where's the grandeur of this great thing being given in a midbar? And the Yisoid of Boisai is the Gevaldik of Boisai. Remember, there's two Yisoidites, but they merge. The Gemara says in Tainus, we'll start with this of Boisai. The Gemara in Tainus on Dav Zayin, the Gemara has a question. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami Ksiv, the Krasome he saw you Mayim. It says to the thirsty one, bring him water. The Eloi have says that's the one. The Krasome is for him. Bring to the thirsty one, bring water. So the Gemara asks another place. It says Hoy Kol Tomei Lechulamai. Let the thirsty one go to the water. So the question of the Gemara is a steer. Do you bring water to the thirsty one? Was the thirsty one come to the water? So after Gemara, it's Talui. Im Talmud Hagun who, if he's a Talmud Hagun, is the Kras Somi so you Mayim? Then to the thirsty one bring the water. V'loi, I called Somi Lechula Mayim. If he's not worthy, then he has to go seek out the water. L'choira, if you would ask me, the Gemara is very shver. The Gemara is saying that if a guy's hogon zok Rashi, sheroi tzelumu mimcha, he wants to learn from you. Mitzvah l'rav, to go to him, go after him. You know he wants to learn. Go get him, bring him, go after him. If he doesn't want to learn, he's not so interested in learning from you, we're not sure he's learning at all, then let him come. I don't understand. He's not going to come. El Yisoid Rabbi Yisai here is Yisoid Gadol. The Mishnah says in Avos, "V'habi b'shavi shoyse b'tzame es divreya." Torah has to be appreciated. Torah has to be, in order for Torah to work, you have to know what it is. You have to know its value. You have to know this is my lifeblood and I want it with the utmost of my being. And if that's true, then teach him Torah. Because then that's Torah in its essence. That's the way Torah has to be given over. Because Torah has to be something that I desire. I understand its value. It's Mayim. It's something that you can't exist without. And I want to have it. But if the person does not appreciate what Torah is, he's not seeking it out, it's not going to help him to... He has to come. You have to wait till he comes. Why? Get him, force him. No. You might teach him the thing, but he won't get Torah because he doesn't appreciate it. You don't appreciate Torah's value.
you're not going to get it. It's about Sheno, Kakesiv, the Chamat Moinin, Ostovin, Hiras Hashem, Rabbi. Yes, Hashem, here's Kamala's Torah. I'm the Vinicheska Vakdoma. Into Vakshena, Kakesa Bechamat Moinim. If you seek out Torah, Kakesa Bechamat Moinim, you appreciate the value of it, like the most valuable things, then you'll be Zechut to Torah. That's how you get Torah, Rabbi Zay. Because you understand what it is, Rabbi Zay. Torah is the most precious commodity in the entire world. It's everything. If you don't appreciate what it is, you're going to miss thousands of it, because you're not going to be able to Zechut to the Majakes of Torah. But this is the goddess of Yisrael, my son. You know why Yisrael was Zohar, my son? Yisrael was Zohar because of a rise. Yisrael was Zohar to be the Semel, the example of Torah, because of course, a small Rashi in this week's parasha was. Says Rashi, El Hamidbar, Vayezok the parts of Ayobo Yisrael, Choyse Moy, Varavish Tel Moshe, El Hamidbar, says Rashi, Af onu yoyin shu mit vahaya el vishvacho shal yisro dibra akosuf shal yoyshe bichvoyde shal oylam vinod valiboy rotzei sel amidbar makum toyu lishmoya divrei toyro mamish vashi mamish tmorin tainis. He wanted Torah, he was ready to give up everything of value to go to the Midbar, to go to a place of desolate, to go to a place of nothingness, because he realized the value of Torah. Lishmoya divrei Torah. That is Kabbalas HaTorah. That you're ready to give up everything, everything and anything, then you zoche to Madrekas Torah. That's Torah. And that's what Torah was given in the Midbar, a place of death or nothing, because you have to be ready to give up everything. It's not throwing the lights, the action, the cameras, zero effort. You have to be ready to give up else. Why? Because you realize if you have Torah, you have everything. It's the most precious commodity. You have everything. As the Orchaim HaKadosh says, in Parashat Kisova, V'somachto b'chol hatoiv, שאילו היו בני אודם, מרגישים, בעריבוס ומסיכוס טויב התוירו, if we really taste the true value and the sweetness and the geschmack of what Torah is, היו משתהגים, people would go nuts. We'd have to have people with straitjackets, put up padding on the walls over here. If we really understood what Torah was here by side, we'd have to put up padding on all the walls. We might have to do that anyway here, but it's for different reasons. But if you really knew what Torah was, Rabbi Sai, we would have to put a padding on all the walls and order hundreds, or not hundreds, but to be the straitjackets. Are you mishtagin? If you know what Torah, the value of Torah, Mislat and Acharel, we'd be running after it. Mislat and Acharel, we would go afterwards, we'd go crazy. Because Torah is koil kol haTorah is kosher ba'olam. It has everything in it. V'lo nefshev haKesef haZov l'meuma. Kesef haZov would be nothing to us. We'd realize if we had Torah, we wouldn't need anything. We'd go into a midbar. We'd have everything in the midbar. Because Torah is koil kol haTorah kosher ba'olam. The person that really gets into Torah, it's koil kol haTorah kosher ba'olam. Everything. That's the emes of pshat, Rabbi said. Yaakov Avinu was declared, this is my pshat. Chavetz Chaim is another pshat, this is my pshat. Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li koil. Esav says, Yesh li rab, I have a lot. Yaakov says, I have everything. You have everything, Yaakov Avinu? Everything? Yes, Yaakov is midas haTorah. And when you have Torah by side, Mesamachta b'chol haTorah. You have everything. Everything and everything in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. You have Avreichen and Tamil Chachom, Rabbi Yisai. Not my hat. Here he is.
Yankel Peppercorn. He learned in Koilel. He still doesn't have a new hat. It's his bar mitzvah hat. They stretched it. He still wears bar mitzvah hat. You go around, he's a happy man. He asks, does he need anything? Maybe you need a new hat, Yankala! Why? It's still good for my bar mitzvah. They bought me one of those big hats, and all those bar mitzvah boys, the hat comes over the heads. They put two holes in here for the eyes. They bought big hats. For my bar mitzvah! Yankel, maybe you need a new suit! That looks like from the times of, I don't know, Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe you need a new suit. I got everything. Beautiful hat. What's wrong with that? There's a new knetch. The Babich has there. I have my knetch. Beautiful. What about your suit? We can't tell the color anymore. Is it that brown or gray or black? Which color? Depends the season. But he has everything. Everything. Because he goes to Koil every day. He learns. He's Mechadish Chidushi Torah, Baisa. And he's living in a world. Does he need anything, Baisa? He went to Reb Shneir and Leib Steinman's house, Baisa. I was there, coming down. The walls were peeling. Peeling. Mom is peeling. He's still there. You know what a color, what type of wallpaper he had. I don't know, 30 years ago when they painted it, it was blue. Now it ain't blue anymore. It's a lot of white. It was peeling over by side. You looked at his house by side. Nothing, the cabinets, nothing there. Where's the furniture? Empty. The man was the most happiest man, but he lived a happy life. But in such conditions, I don't think he'll make it to 60. 104, the boy said. Such conditions? How could a person live in such conditions? How could he survive? I don't give him a day past 60! 70, 80. And these guys with the big homes, they're dropping like flies. The Baron Leibstein was the happiest fell person, the boy said. Came to have Sean, but they had happy people, the boy said. What were they busy with all the time? Just Torah, by saying. Chidushei Torah, and more Torah. The Samachta B'chol HaTov. They have everything, by saying. Everything. So they don't have to go to a big fancy place. El HaMidbar. The Shmoya Divrei Torah, he wanted Torah, and that's the Matrega HaYizurcha the Torah, by saying. That's Parshas Yisrael. Because Yisrael taught the lesson on the highest level. Yisus was Yoshi Bichvoida Shaloilom. He was sitting as a high priest. He was sitting as somebody so important in the world. It looked like he had chashivas and he left it all. El Amidbar. The Shmoya, to hear words of time. Now this is the Madrega Rabbi Yisrael, how he came to Har Sinai Rabbi Yisrael. It's very interesting. The Pasuk says right before. Says the Pasuk, Bachodesh Hazeh Ashlishi, the same as Yisrael had described, Bayoim Hazeh Bohu Midbar Sinai. On that day, they came to Har Sinai. Frek Rashi, Bayoim Hazeh? Bayoim Ahu? Rashi says, what's Bayoim Hazeh? Bayoim Hazeh is today. Today, we came to Har Sinai. Today? That day, then. Says Rashi, Divrei Torah Chadoshim Alecho, Kiilu Hayoim Nitnu. That Torah has to be Chadoshim. I want to say the Rashi is very nice, Rashi. Beautiful Indian. Put it in over here. Very nice. I think Rashi's telling us to Pshadim, Ayisim Refidim, the next person. That's the Ayisim Refidim. They came with a Hagosha Bayim Azel. It's Chadoshim. We want Torah Chadoshim. The Madrega of Chadoshim, Rabbi Yisai. That's the Madrega of Ayisim Refidim. With a thirst and a realization. That this is the most precious commodity. There's nothing more valuable than the learning Torah. The refidim is that we have other things that we think are important in life. We might have to do things in life because we have to make a parnasa, whatever it is. And if we can stay in learning, halavai. But what is the number one priority? What's the most chashuv? What's the highest on the list? And what do we have any time or any effort? We have to be oisig in it. That's the Madrega
That's mamish. The thirst is unbelievable. It's new and fresh, and I want it so badly. And they were ready to go to Midbar Sinai. That's the Psharabas. And one more Knesh Rabbis in this Nukudu Rabbis, Amidbar. Because it says, Vayichan Shom Kineged Ahor. They sat Kineged Ahor. What does that Torah have to tell us? Vayichan Shom Kineged Ahor. Or Chaim says, Vayichan Shom, this teaches the Pekish Echa Bereveh, because another Knesh Rabbis. Yeah, this is so important, Rabbis. It's the only way, Rabbis, to be Zoycha to that Madrega of Torah, and that's why it had to be in a Midbar. But it had to be Kineged Ahor. Is that I had an order to get Torah into my life, brother Boisai. I have to have no distractions. Torah was given in the Midbar B'Davka, Boisai, because the place that there's no distractions. When the Yibarishim gave the Torah, says Chazal, not a bird tweeted, not an animal made noise, there was total silence, and everybody heard the Seres Adibus was Torah, Boisai. There can't be distractions of myself. You have to be total focused. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Kineged Ahor, totally focused on the Hor. And this was why Yisrael left everything on Amidbar. He went to the Midbar Shmoya Devei Torah because it's bad. The same Yisrael in a different pond, a different face. Because you see it so choshev, everything has to become bottle, absolute when they come to it, and you have to be totally focused upon that. You have to be totally involved. You can't be distracted, by that. You want to be zechut the Torah, it's only El Amidbar. You have to be in a Midbar. You have to be away from the distractions. The number one problem today, Rabbi Sai, is, and why we don't taste the sweetness enough, is because we're thousands of times we're distracted, Rabbi Sai. We can't go 3 minutes without learning when we have another distraction. A person has something in his pocket. Something, not anything, something, and that something is making noises all the time. Me, every 2 seconds. Probably important messages. Mrs. Birchbaum is selling a wig, Nazi Abira. Flashes on your screen, you have to know, it's very important to know about it. Listen, in case you want to wear a wig for the schmooze, you have to know about it. Bink, there's a community meeting in the Ve'yakov tonight about buying pens for the community. You don't live in the Ve'yakov, you don't need a pen, but it'll get on the screen. You have to know about it also, why not? In case you ever live in the Ve'yakov, you have, it's a very nice community. Ding, 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 dong. Done. All day and all night, Rabbi Sai. You're trying to focus, Rabbi Sai. Trying to focus on the most important thing in life, Rabbi Sai. How could a guy, I'm going to get around. I know the Rashiva doesn't like it. No phones, a big sign. We already graffitied that sign. But no phones. This, Rashiva doesn't allow. Phones are based magic. But I have no problem. I have the Eitzah. It's called the Sock Eitzah. Sock it to it. You put it in your sock. She was never looking there. He has an itch during Seder. I was wondering why he's sitting with his cross-legged so much. There's a small itch. A phone itch, it's called. And he's busy the whole Seder, but I say this, and he goes out, and Miller gets a call, he has to go out, very important call. This, that, everybody said. You're only made in the mamash, the most important thing, otherwise you're keeping the world going. You have an opportunity to get connected to it at the deepest level and fall in love with the Torah. What are you doing to yourself? Are you mad? Are you nuts? What are you doing? You have the opportunity to get fall in love. Rabbi Acha told me last week he had the best week of his life. If you're totally focused, it's Vayichan Shom Neged Ahor, you can become a Meiridik, Rabbi Sai. You can get fall in love with Torah. So what are you doing? What are you doing? We don't understand what we're involved in, Rabbi Sai. I always say it, I'm not Chas V'Shalom blaming Rabbi Sai. But now I'm Rosh Hashiva, whatever. But as an Avreich, I have Pikuach Nefesh, but Emeshah is going on. But as an Avreich, Rabbi Sai, As an Avraham, I didn't have a phone. My wife, we went through Baruch Hashem 6 first. Never, we never needed it. Why don't you carry a phone? Baruch Hashem takes care of it. Every time I came home for night, you know, we went to the hospital. What was Ben Asdorim? It's coming. The Baruch Hashem will make it. You don't need to worry about these things, Avraham. It's a pellet of Gazaf, Avraham. A pellet of Gazaf. I'm not saying there's an important call. The wife, you have to come home now, a very important call. Whatever, Avraham. But this most stupidest, this craziest things we get called on, Avraham. In the middle of the most important thing. I give the marshal always, the guy's Osik, and he's a brain surgeon. He's a brain surgeon. And his mom is inside, technical, one small thing. Nebuchadnezzar had just for a Talmud of Mitzvah, his refuah shleim, he has to go, he has a Nebuchadnezzar in his brain, and he's going to, there's one guy in the world who's able to operate, it's on the brain stem, and he described the operation. You know what the operation is? Another doctor was trying to convince them that they shouldn't do it. They should do the operation. But the operation, he said, the other doctor said, you know what the muscle of the operation is? You take some, like jello, and you put it sand, throw it into sand. And the sand gets all over the jello, like hard congealed jello, and you put a sand all over it. And you have to take off the sand off the jello without moving any of the jello. That's the operation. If Chas v'Shalom, you touch any of the jello, that's the operation. That's the brain surgeon. A 12-hour operation, Nebuch. This kid has to go, he's having four shleim. So if you imagine in the middle of that brain surgery. Ding, 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 ding. Who is it? It's your wife. Can you pick up 2 bags of milk on the way back? Would she call her by side? I'm not blaming the wives, everybody said, but every 5 minutes you have to call. Oh, man, you know, in case you're going back, pick up some tissues and this. Tell them beforehand. Or call after the seder. Oh, Rabbi, I got to run. The porn call for my wife. Yes? Tissues. Don't forget the tissues. That's for sure. Matt play the way we have to say what we're always thinking about. If the problem's not with them, the problem's with us. Do we treat it that way? How do we come to the Seder? The Avrei gets in here, who knows what time, then he goes with 4 cups of coffee. By the time he sits down, it's 12 o'clock. Of course, ding, 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 ding. Very important call. Bobby pins from B'nai Brak. You gotta pick them up on the way, stop off. But that's the average Rabbi said. But a Bach Rabbi said, he's in yeshiva, he doesn't have anything. He has the dorm next to the door. He put it in the dorm right next to the door. He could just fall out of the bed into the base. What are you bringing that stupid thing into the base medrash for? It's enough you have it at night when it's messing up your brain. But now you're sitting naked on her. Now you have the opportunity to focus and get and have and be oisig in the thing that's the most precious commodity that makes the world go round, that makes you have that slow for everything, your whole family. But besides, you now can get the beautiful geschmack if you come to it with that thirst. So what do you need the phone call or the message, the important message? There's an Isaiah beer right now. There's a cat that got hit in his leg and his pawn. And on the pawn and his nail fell off. And everybody's surrounded. You gotta run out now to see that nail of the cat. You're being sick in the world for brain surgery. What do you care about that toenail for the cat? It's crazy, Rabbi Yisrael. But the koyach of the Yetzirah wants to take away from it, Rabbi Yisrael. And it makes us bilbul hadas, 30,000 things going into our brain at once, and all stupidity, just stupidity. Rov Roy, Rubin Shalom, have no shaykhs to us. There's a baboon, picked his nose in the top in Mongolia. What do you have to know about it picking his nose for? The whole picture, what came out, they're analyzing it. What do you have to do involved with this stuff, Rabbi said? What do you need it for? But even if you have to do it during your break, you're now involved in brain surgery. And the opportunity, Rabbi said, to be in the base measure, shifted over to Melech. David HaMelech, he had everything, Rabbi said. David HaMelech had everything. He was the king. Acha Sha'al, to be the shift, Hashem called you Mechaya. What is it These guys wanted to hear, oh, I only do 2 years in Eretz Yisrael. I give Torah 2 years. And that's it. Now, don't worry, Rebbe. I'm going to be, have a Seder to learn with three phones on. And that's all, you know, I was careful. I only had one phone. Have, you know, one of those phone belts. Six phones. And I'm going to be working and going to school. And I'm also going to learn. Daf HaYomi. And I have on my phone, Rabosai. I can see Daf HaYomi on my phone. A beautiful shiur every day. All I have to do is press a button. All I have to do is press a button. The shiur is which button you have to press. You could just press a button. But that button might be not Daf HaYomi. Ella Daf Shirley. Anyway, getting back to the Bikitsa, Rabbi said, you have an opportunity to be in yeshiva, your bachrim. Stay in yeshiva as long as you can. Be the yichachom neged ahar. Have the opportunity to grow, great in Torah. Rabbi said, what is this? What is going on? Yehobi Yoyis, the guy's a brain surgeon. He wants to go collect garbage. The opportunity to be in brain surgery and doing the most fantastic thing and saving the world through your Torah, Rabbi said. And getting such kishmak that you have everything, you have everything, you don't need anything, but if you taste it, the Yitzhak doesn't let us. He doesn't let us. We want it, we have some thirst to turn, he takes away the thirst, and we can't enjoy the Torah. Torah has to be because we're thirst, because Torah is la nois nitnu. That's what just the Chalit has been also. Torah has to be with thirst, because also has to be la, it's la nois. Hashem wants to enjoy it and have the most kishmak. If you're not thirsty, you're not going to enjoy it. You don't make a brachas, as the commissioner in brachas. You get a 44B. You don't make a bracha on mayim if you're not thirsty. You're not going to enjoy it. It doesn't do anything for you. If you're not going to, Hashem wants us to enjoy the Torah, you have to come with a thirst. And you got to come undistracted, Rabbi Zayn. Take the phone and lock it in your room, Rabbi Zayn. And come for an hour at a time, 2 hours, do it slowly. Don't have it on you. Take away the distraction, boys. Let your mind be free. Rashi says, unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says, Megillah 28b. The two people were learning Torah and walking away, and the rain came. They went to a shul. Says the Gemara. They asked, why are you going to a shul? Might they need to go to the shul? Because Talmud, the Gemara says, because learning needs clarity. Ki yomid istana, like a clear day. Says Rashi. Unbelievable Rashi, the Zemuyah de Garashi. She'eino Torah b'klum. You want to have Torah, you can't have any tears on your mind. You walk through that door, but it's like, throw it out. All the tears, all the garbage, and come in here with a thirst, like Yisrael, by side. If you come in that way, I guarantee you, by side. Money back guarantee. They can have the most enjoyable story, the most enjoyable life, by side. But if you're going to come in and get distracted every 2 minutes, and you're not going to drink it with thirst, and you're going to be distracted, you're not going to enjoy it. You say, well, Rebbe, I don't enjoy learning so much. It's very, maybe it can help me enjoy it. Of course you can't enjoy it. There's no thirst, and and you're distracted every second. You're not focused. It's not connected to heart. The voice side, I used to be defeated. I used to be defeated. I used to be connected to heart. I used to be Hashem to do this. We're going to have the most stupendous kishmak alive. Wherever you are, you drink with us. And if you have to go out to the world and you have that Seder with a couple of hours, you put away your phone, you lock it, you close it, you smash it, whatever you have to do to get it not to make those beeps. And you focus totally on your learning of our side. Because at this hour, you buy Har Sinai with the Rebbe Shalom again and enjoy the experience to the fullest of our side. We should be zeichah to dedicate our life. David HaMelech was the king, I said before. He was the king. David HaMelech said, Acha Shalti Mesh Hashem Oysa Avakesh. What's Acha Shalti Oysa Avakesh? He said in the portion. David HaMelech was a shepherd. When he was a shepherd, he didn't have too much. He only had a stick and a few shepsela. So then you could say, Shifti Beis Hashem, I want to be in the house of Hashem, Koyim Mechaya. But then he became king of Israel, Rabbi Yisrael. And you're a king, Rabbi Yisrael. You get privileges. You become a wealthy man. Everything's under you. Acha sha'alti meis Hashem.
Oiso avakesh. That same thing I asked for when I became king. Achashat, when I was a shepherd, I had nothing. Oh, he has nothing. Of course he asked for to be Shifti Beis Hashem. That's pleasurable. Connected, walking around 16 hours outside or 10 hours with a staff and the hot sun with some sheep. Any guy could say, I'd rather be inside the base. They have air conditioning. I'm not going out with the sheep, walking them around. But then he became king, David Melch Yisrael Chaydekayom. And he was the king and he had everything, Rabbi said. He had wealth, he had a palace. He had everything he wanted. Oysa Avakesh. Shifti Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachzois Benoyim Hashem. Because when I'm Shifti Beis Hashem, I'm going to see the Lachzois Benoyim. We spoke in the Sefer Shalom this week. That we were created only for one thing, Rabbi said, to have fun and enjoyment. What is that enjoyment? To be Nena Miziv Hashchina. That's what Dovid HaMel says. You're in the base, you're with the Shechina. You have Hanor from the Shechina. Unbelievable Hanor, Rabbi said, you know it. When you really learn good, Rabbi said, you come out feeling, there's some feeling you don't, it's indescribable. They probably go back to the stupidity, right? We go out back into the base, back into the baboon from Mongolia and the lion. Those are little things. Then we go into other things, Hashem Yirachim, and we go off into a tangent, we lose all that kishmak and relax in the Hashem. Rabbi said, let's be shifty men. Shifti Beis Hashem, Koyim Echayai, La'asad Adem Hashem, Levake Beheicholoi. Let's make it exciting. Levake is Chadoshim, Ki'ilu, like it's a Bikur. And Bizurcha Beis Hashem, to taste the sweetness, and the Somach, the Bechol HaToiv, Bizurcha, to the Emes of Good, always. Mashiach Sikim, Eremit Omen.